Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as always, we enter into God's presence in this moment of meditation by living those virtues of faith, hope, and love, verbalizing them, making acts of our will and our mind of faith, of hope, and of love, which stir the soul and get us connected with the spiritual realities, and get our heart attuned with the Holy Spirit and what God wants to speak. And so I make an act. I believe in you, Lord. I believe you're here. I believe you want to speak to us. I believe you want to speak to us now in this time of prayer. And I'm confident in that. And I hope I hope in your promises and your goodness and your fidelity and your care. I hope in that. Confident and I trust that. Even if challenges or difficulties or unanswered prayers want to tempt my confidence and trust in you, Lord, I reject that. That's not true. I know you are trustworthy. You are faithful. And even if you're slow to answer, or that itself is already you answering me, that not yet ready. Give me confidence and trust, Lord. Even there, I trust you. Even now, Lord, even in moments of challenge, I trust in you. And I love you. I love you always. I love you in everything, or strive to. I love your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your forgiveness. I love the fact that you're always provident and sustaining me and being and taking care of me and offering me gifts and all the graces and gifts and benevolence I receive from so many people, the benefactors who care and support, make possible my ability to serve so carefree without the concerns of this world, and so that I'm available for others. I just thank you for all of that, Lord. I love you for the way you provide, the way you care. Prepare myself now to listen to your word and to open myself up for how you want to speak to me, Lord, especially here as I read Mark 6, 17 to 29. Also, engaging my imagination to be able to put myself in the scene and hear what you might speak to me. This is, I believe, the martyrdom of John the Baptist. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. So he had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" He replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made a request. "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother, and when his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in the tomb. Well, Lord, as I meditate on this horrific scene, horrific in so many ways, how it shows the depravity of human spirit when it's kind of possessed by hatred or fear or control. Also, on the other hand, how contrasted it is with such a noble soul like John, who preached the truth even when tempted towards fear of how it would affect and upset those in authority. The contrast of these two visions of life, these two ways of behaving between Herodias and Herod and John the Baptist, strike me. But what struck me first, Lord, was how Herodias and Herod's attitude toward John were a little different. Herod liked to hear him speak, was curious about him, was open to hearing, even though he knew he said hard things to him, what he should and shouldn't be doing. He still was curious about, he was still open to wanting to hear. Even made him perplexed, right? Made him think, right? Confronted and challenged him. We all know people like that. Even if they don't follow, they do like to hear. It's almost like they want to have the courage to follow. But, and so still listen, still let themselves be challenged, still stay in the game, still think, still entertain faith and its demands. Maybe Herod was in that position. Maybe it was just mere curiosity, no intentions of ever any kind of conversion. Who knows? But it does say he did like to hear what John had to say. Yet Herodias, on the other hand, wanted nothing to do it with it, wanted to silence him. Maybe she was aware how Herod liked to listen, and she feared the effect it might have on Herod, how he might change, maybe get rid of her, move back towards a conversion of heart. Who knows? She wanted nothing. She wanted to close that down. She wanted to destroy that voice of truth, that voice of reason, get rid of it so that it can't speak or kind of wake up the conscience. Lord, those voices are also present in my landscape, either internally or with others I know. This battle, how much space to give the voice of God, some that are curious and others that are ravenously against. And Lord, you want me to have the courage of John the Baptist to speak into both those realities, to challenge those who are willing to listen, but also to challenge those who reject and rebel, to be bold. Like John the Baptist, not calculating how will this be received, what will they think, courageous. He preached the word that he was sent to preach. And even more so once he knew who Jesus was, once he knew the Messiah had arrived, his role of preparing the way, of continually to preach conversion, repentance from sin, baptism, was important as ever. And he didn't shrink from that. I love and I honor that, and I want to be like that. I aspire to that man of principle and truth and consistency. Amen. The third person that strikes me is the daughter, right? Caught in the middle. I don't know if innocent is the word, but certainly a pawn in the machinations of the court, working at the behest of her mother, playing on the weaknesses of Herod and those around, enticing sensuality through her beauty, leading towards weakness and sin. Now that's also maybe a reality of those souls who aren't fully aware, but are still in the game, still involved in moral choices and following or not following the Lord, even if they may not be aware totally how much people can be influenced by others for good or for ill. So many young, misled souls, Lord, that you want me to touch. And how even John was a witness to the daughter. Sure, she must have requested, why is my mother so intent? Why? is this what I should ask? But she was willing to go along with it. Perhaps in her young heart would have been many other things she desired to ask Herod for herself, for her future, her own security, for a life in court, whatever it was, to take away her own worries or concerns. And she's willing to be accomplice in murder. The sadness of so many souls, Lord, who are far from you and allow themselves to be swept along by the evil intentions and wills and choice of others. Well, I guess the invitation for me as a soul that wants to follow you, follow the example of John the Baptist, is make reparation through my own acts of love. So I pray that you would help me, Lord. Give me generosity of spirit so that in thought, word, and action today, I can model the response of the saints. I can be enlivened by the power of your Holy Spirit. Challenge, speak truth, help souls that are ambivalent to find the light and convert. And formulate my resolution now for the rest of the day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.